True learning rarely begins with certainty. More often, it begins with humility. The recognition that what we think we know may be incomplete, outdated, or simply wrong. In Buddhist teaching, monks often illustrate this truth with the image of a full glass of water. If the glass is already full, no more water can be added without spilling over. Likewise, a mind already filled with rigid beliefs cannot easily receive new understanding. To learn deeply, we must first be willing to empty the glass. This idea is captured beautifully in the Zen concept of beginner mind. Beginner mind does not mean ignorance or lack of intelligence. Rather, it refers to approaching a subject with openness, curiosity, and freedom from preconceptions. In beginner mind, we set aside the illusion of mastery and allow ourselves to see things freshly, as if for the first time. It is an attitude that values discovery over being right. Previous beliefs are powerful. They help us make sense of the world and navigate daily life. But they can also quietly limit us. Once we adopt a conclusion about a topic, a person, or even ourselves, we tend to interpret new information in ways that confirm it. Evidence that challenges our views may be dismissed or minimized. Over time, our knowledge becomes less about exploration and more about reinforcement. The glass remains full, and nothing new can enter. Clearing the mind requires conscious effort. It involves questioning assumptions we may not even realize we hold. For example, a student who believes they are bad at math may unconsciously avoid fully engaging with the subject. Each mistake reinforces the existing belief and learning stalls. But if that student practices beginner mind, approaching each problem as a new experience rather than as proof of inadequacy, space opens for growth. The subject is no longer filtered through a fixed identity. In intellectual pursuits, beginner mind fosters creativity and innovation. Many breakthroughs occur when someone challenges what everyone knows to be true. Scientists who revolutionize their fields often do so by releasing attachment to established theories and entertaining possibilities others overlook. Artists who create new forms of expression similarly let go of rigid conventions. In both cases, learning advances not by clinging to what is familiar, but by stepping into the unknown. Emotionally, too, clearing the mind deepens understanding. In conversations, especially those involving disagreement, we often listen with the intent to defend our position. Our internal glass is already full, but when we intentionally empty it, suspending judgment and listening with genuine curiosity, we may hear something unexpected. We may discover nuance, common ground, or entirely new perspectives. Beginner mind transforms dialogue from debate into shared exploration. Importantly, emptying the glass does not mean abandoning all prior knowledge. It means holding it lightly. Knowledge becomes a tool rather than a barrier. We remain informed yet flexible, confident yet open. True learning, then, is less about accumulation and more about receptivity. It asks us to pause, to question, and to clear space within ourselves. When we cultivate beginner mind, we rediscover the freshness of experience. The world becomes less predictable and more alive. And like an empty glass ready to be filled, we become capable of receiving insights that once would have spilled away unnoticed.